In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Thursday, June 2nd. Glad to be with you today. In this world, there are never easy solutions. For example, it is generally agreed that payday loans are bad. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is out today with a plan to change up that industry. The plan would require lenders to make sure people can pay back the loans they get without having to take out new ones. But somehow, even supporters found something to complain about in the 1,300-page proposal. From Washington, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Like most regulations, there are those who are happy with the proposed rules, those who aren't, and then those who are in between. Marisa Bel Torres of the National Council of La Raza is mostly in the happy camp.
It's a positive step that will help to eliminate bad actors and predatory products from the lending marketplace. So we're pretty excited about this rule. Been a long time coming.
But she says this draft of the rule comes with too many loopholes, like exempting some loans from requirements to make sure borrowers can actually pay the money back.
Without exceptions, you should be able to repay a loan if you take it out and still meet all of your other basic financial obligations, pay for your basic living expenses.
The Pew Charitable Trust wants more consumer protection in this area. Alex Horwitz, a researcher for the group, is less than impressed with what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau released today.
The CFPB ended up focusing mostly on process, underwriting, how a lender should document a loan. But what borrowers care about is dollars and small installment payments.
He says the proposed rules will still allow payday lenders to charge super high interest on loans, just with more paperwork. But that paperwork might be enough to put some lenders out of business.
This is resource prohibitive for most providers of this type of lending, whether they be a bank or a non-bank.
David Pomeran is with the Consumer Bankers Association, which represents banks.
And quite honestly, the cost would add greatly to the cost of the loans themselves, so making them rather cost prohibitive to offer.
Which also means that if some lenders go out of business, bigger banks won't step in to replace them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.